praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the
a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we have so many new faces here today. I don't know where to begin. Bonnie, you're okay. You're all right. You're okay. But I just like to just let you know that Cheryl Meyer is back. First time I've seen CJ on the bass up here. He's Yay. Back. We're going to have him back. We have, now Dan, is it Elderbush or is it Eller?
Eller.
Eller?
Ellerbush.
Anyway, Dan's good to have you back, and Cindy too. Good to have you here. And let me see here. Oh, yeah, the Rolfs are here. I guess Jim was here last week, but Barb wasn't here. But good to see you, Barb, and you brought Henry with you. I'm gonna call Henry to come up later on, and he'll be doing the preaching today. But that's okay, Henry. You think about that one. We're good to have, I don't know, is Carol Banta here? I heard she's back. I'm not sure. But anyway, she is here. Her and Rob are back from Florida as well. Peg and Jim Ebel, there they are, all the way from Holland. Oh, the Netherlands. Okay, they came back from the Netherlands. It's about time. Good to have you back as well. I did talk to Mark on the truck. He was somewhere along the way there. But good to have all of our snowbirds back. But we always refer to you as friends regardless, but some of them call you snowbirds, but who knows? One day I might be going down south for the winter. You never know that. But good to have everybody here today. Do want to congratulate the Letchers on their granddaughter, Vienna Joe, I believe it is. You know, just welcome to Steve and Nancy for that. And the prayer requests are some to be noted in there. I just want you to know that our daughter Emily had an appendectomy on Friday. Her appendix was taken out. It was kind of that kind of a thing there. And they sent her home the same day. I mean, it was surgery at like 2:00 and she was home by 4:15. Same day. Can you believe that? They caught it very early. It was just starting to get infected. And so they thought it best to go in there and take it out. And so we're thankful for that. And everything went fine. Patty Griffiths is on her way today going to Tanzania, Africa. And so we don't have no drummer up here today, but be mindful of her as she goes and spends time with Mary over there in Tanzania. Mary's the one that kind of oversees everything when she's gone. And I know that she'll be a blessing to her as well this day. Just two meetings today. There's a property committee meeting. There's also a Christian Ed meeting today. And just kind of want you to be aware of that. Lunch with the Bunch is this Thursday. There's nothing really. Wednesday is not quite happening anything anymore. Joy Kids is over with. Confirmation is done as well. So not a lot happening on Wednesday. But Thursday from noon to 1, we do have a Bible study. Anyone can come to that. It's we're studying hope. And what a good time to be talking about hope. And we need hope, and that's one of the things in our study we said, who needs hope? Answer is, everybody needs hope. Everybody. We all need hope. That's for sure. So there's going to be, just let you know that there's going to be choir practice. Just going to do one song on Father's Day, but they're going to start May 19th. So, I mean, it's kind of like after church, come on up and be singing a song on Father's Day, which is June 16th. I mean, the days are still getting longer at that time, but just think. Start going back to winter. But there's no hope in saying that, is there? That's discouraging. It's disgusting. All right. Slap myself for that. Do want to thank those of you that helped with Meals on Wheels, as well as you guys that came to help just clean up the outside of the church yesterday. It means a lot to me that you came and you did that. I didn't think you all had to be there, but you came and you did well beyond what I ever could have done myself. But it's just wonderful. I really appreciate that very, very much. So I just say thank you for taking the time and bringing your tools and blowers and things like that. It was wonderful. Got it all taken care of in 45 minutes. We were done. That was just a wonderful thing. There's other things in your bulletin. You can read those and make note of them. And I'm going to have a word of prayer and turn it back to the praise team here. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for bringing us here. It's good to see old friends. It's good to, I shouldn't say old friends, just friends. We're glad that they're here. And it just really is wonderful to be here in the morning, Lord, to hear the praise band practice. And thank you so much for Lynn and bringing CJ back. And because, you know, we just wouldn't have these kinds of instruments if these people wouldn't be up here. So I just hope that we not only thank you for them, Lord, but even when we see them, that we would just say thank you for the time that you give and just wanting to be able to do what you do in leading us in worship and preparing us for your word, Lord, that will follow and to affect our lives, to touch our lives today because Jesus is here. So we thank you for all that have returned safe and sound. We are grateful for the way that you touch people's lives and bodies for healing when it comes to surgery. And Lord, where would we be without you? Thank you for even the devotions today that Lynn had shared with us, that the constellations in the sky that we oftentimes don't pay much attention to at all, but they're in the Bible. And all the stars that you have put up in the sky for us to marvel at your greatness, your awesomeness, and who you really are. You truly are the creator of the heavens and the earth. So may we be blessed. May we not take things for granted. May we not take one another for granted. Even though some have come back, we know that there's some that have been taken while they've been gone. Some that they're used to seeing are not here today. And we don't know who's going to be here a week from today or even this afternoon or this coming week. But Lord, you are here with us because you rose again from the dead and you continue to live in our hearts and our lives through your Holy Spirit as well. So use this day in a way that will bring a lot of hope to a lot of people because you are our hope in all that you do for us. In your name we pray. Amen. Oh, I guess you don't.
Why don't you stand with us and we're going to sing our familiar old hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Holy, holy.
Yes, this monitor does not work up here, in case you're wondering. Jeff, why isn't that one working? Okay, he doesn't know either, but we know it's not working, so just sing off of this one up here.
I didn't turn it on.
Oh, you didn't turn it on. Oh, it just needs to be turned on.
Yep.
There it is.
I can never get
and we will do the brief order of confession and forgiveness right now. Well, thanks for being honest. You didn't have to say a thing. But thank you, Dita. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're going to take some time right now, and between you and the Lord, you can confess your sins to him that the Holy Spirit draws to your mind. Maybe you think of some things you never thought of before, and you just say, well, thank you, Lord, or thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing these to my mind today, because they are sins. I need to ask God to forgive me for them as well. So let's just take that time. You do that on your own between you and the Lord, and then I will just kind of close it so you know that's time to move on here. Let's pray. Let's go to the Lord. Lord, there are many in our midst that need our prayers, even if they know it or not. There are a number, Lord, that some we know, some we don't know, that need your touch in their lives. They need your help, because all human kinds of things just won't work. But you're the same God that we read about, that we study, that we hear about from Sunday to Sunday, and we know that you're a God of miracles, and there's things that you can do that will baffle even those who know what they're doing. And there's times where even doctors have to lift up their hands and say, I just don't know, I don't have an answer. We thank you, Lord, for that honesty as well. Lord, we pray for Patty as she goes to Africa and to the New Life Foundation and the people that are connected with that ministry there. Lord, we have no idea the number of students that travel on foot many, many miles just to come to learn a trade. And there's more than just a trade that they come to, but there's encouragement, and they just they sense the Christian atmosphere that they come into as well. And there's some that aren't all Christians. There's some that are followers of Islam or come from homes where Islam is there, and they do not look kindly or very lovingly to those of their family that go to a place that hears about Jesus Christ and the gospel, the good news. So, Lord, you have heard our prayers today, and we know it's been brief. But there can be sins that we still can confess to you even during the service, that you will hear and you will understand each heart here today. Thank you, Lord, for the friends that you have brought back to us. Good to see them. And today we have that privilege of coming to your table to partake of your body and of your blood. And by faith, we look forward to you coming again so that one day we can share this meal with you. And we will never do communion again on this earth. So we just thank you for the love you have for us, the grace that you extend to us. May you change our hearts here today as well. So most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in your mercy, you have given us your Son who has laid down his life for us so that we may have forgiveness for our sins. Amen.
Strength when I am weak, you are the treasure that I seek, you are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious tool, Lord, I give up, I'd be a fool, you are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God,
and sit down if you'd like. Invite you to stand as we hear God's word that we have the privilege of hearing this morning. Comes to us from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. And it says this, John 15, verses 9 through 17. Just like to greet my mom out there, and I think some relatives down there in Arizona, Rich and Bonnie. Just to let you know, think about you guys, and thanks for tuning in on Zoom. I read in Jesus' name, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now this is Jesus who's speaking. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. It's not a new command, but he says, here's my command. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants. In some translations, it's called slaves. Jesus doesn't call us slaves or servants anymore because A slave or a servant does not know what his master's business is all about. Jesus says, instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. Lord, man, do we have to hear this today? Love one another. I remember of a good friend years ago in another church who he said, you know, sometimes I just get tired of hearing love, love, love. I knew what he meant. But that's who you are. You're God who does love us. Your love is very gracious to us. There will become a time when there will be judgment and there will be condemnation. But Lord, you'll take care of that. It's not for us to judge or to condemn. We leave that in your hands. So Lord, use your word here today to fill our cup. And may you fill it with love that overflows to those around us. Forgive us for not loving you the way we should, or the way we ought to. Because if we don't love you, it's very hard to love anyone else. And if we say that we love you, then that should be seen by others as well. So use your word today in our hearts and in our lives. Change us, Lord, where we need to be changed, that we will leave here today different than the way that we came, because we've been with you. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. It was interesting as I was in the copy machine room. There's a picture on the wall in there. It's like, I don't know how long that's been in there. But it must be in there for a long time. But I've never really read it till this morning. And it says this. It says, Lord, please keep your arm around me and put your hand over my mouth. Amen. And I just go like, how long has that been in there? And I just read it today. So I just go like, that's a lot of good advice there for all of us. The context today of where we find our message, it is the last statement, the last claim that Jesus makes. He makes seven of them in John's gospel only, where he says, I am. This is the last of the I ams. So the context is where Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are? Yeah. There's a big difference. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. What happens on the branches? It's where the fruit comes from. And where does the fruit usually go? It's on the outside of the branch. Under good weather conditions, there is fruit. And it's the kind of fruit that Jesus is talking about, that it is to be lasting fruit. We all like fruit, but Jesus is talking about a different kind of fruit, and the fruit is love. You know the difference between good fruit and bad fruit. You go to the store how many times during the week? Sometimes you go to the produce section, and do you ever wonder how many other hands have touched what you're touching? And who gives it a little bit of a squeeze. And there's some you look at and you go like, ick, I'm not even going to touch that. Because you see it's not good. And the only kind of fruit that you will buy from a store, it's going to be good fruit. You wouldn't take home bad fruit or rotten fruit. Because it's a waste of money. Jesus is telling us, I am the vine. You are the branches. And he expects, because he knows that fruit will come through us, in us, because he's the vine in us and provides everything we need to make that fruit. Jesus says that, here's what I really want to get at today. It's how many times in this section where Jesus says, if. It's not an automatic thing here. It's if. How many times does Jesus say if? If means you're not sure. If can be, well, you have a decision in this whole thing that you can not do it. It's just like, well, let's clean up outside of the church this coming, you know, it'll be yesterday. If it doesn't rain. If it rains, it means we won't do it. But maybe there's someone saying, I was planning on coming, but I didn't because something came up, and that's your if. If changes our minds. If says I can do something else if I want to, I don't have to go along with it. I told you if. Didn't mean I was going to do it, but I said if. I want us to take a look at that here today, because we find in both Matthew and in Luke that they say it a little bit differently. They go like, by their fruit, you will know them. And he's talking about, you know, you look at the Pharisees, the Sadducees, but looking at Christians, you know who's got the good fruit and who doesn't. You can see it. It's demonstrated. Is it real love or is it fake love? Is it phony or is it for real? None of us want phoniness. We want the real thing. And that's one of the things when I first started coming to Harbor of Joy. I mean, good night. You guys are over the top as far as meeting people and greeting people and making them feel welcome. But in the back of my mind, I'm going, is this for real? Or are they just doing this because that's what they do and it's phony? Well, we had to keep coming back. And to our surprise, we said it's for real. They do this because this is who they are. And we loved it. But that's because you knew I was a pastor. And you thought maybe someday we might need this guy. I don't know. I don't know what's going through your mind. But there are some people who do come to Harbor of Joy that I have seen. We don't see them anymore. And I mean, I don't know why. I don't know why. I just say, well, it's their loss. But we need to continue to love people. Because why? Jesus, that's how he loves you and me. Do we always do everything right? Do we follow him perfectly? No. But Jesus still loves us in spite of our shortcomings. And that's amazing to me. I hope it's amazing to you as well, that Jesus still loves you today over all the ways in which you fail him. But Jesus says you will recognize them. You will know them by their fruit. Love is that was one of those fruits. It's just one of them. There's others. But love is the key. And Jesus tells us over and over again, so does the Apostle Paul, the greatest of these. You know, you can have faith, you can have other things there, but the greatest of all these is love. You cannot ever go wrong when it comes to loving someone. fruit that will last. Love is a relationship that unites disciples in Jesus Christ. Should I say that again? Love is a relationship that unites disciples to Jesus. The way you love other believers, there's two results. When you love other believers, the two results are one, obedience. The other one is joy. There will be obedience because he loved us first, so we will want to love the way that Jesus loves, and the result will be joy, no matter what takes place. So obedience marks the cause of fruitfulness. Without it, there will be no fruit. There needs to be obedience. And I know we don't like that word today. A lot of people don't like the word being obedient. Tough. You need to hear it. I need to hear it. Obedient. Obedience. Because joy is the result. And the great news is this. You can't do this on your own strength. It comes to us, whereby we can be obedient, and whereby we can give joy. It's all Jesus at work in our hearts and in our lives. You can't do it. So you can be a phony if you want. Jesus is the real deal. Wasn't that one of the ads that Coca-Cola had? Coke is the real thing. Anything else is a copycat or it's a phony. So Pepsi, you don't want to have Pepsi, you want to drink Coke. It's the real deal. It's the real thing. In the church, how many times have you heard about loving one another? Duh. What has stuck? What has stuck in your life over the years of how many times you've heard to love one another or that Jesus loves you like he does? Has it meant anything to you? Or are you just going through the motions? I just say don't go through the motions. Be real. Because you are to bear good fruit and love is the chief one out of all of them. But it comes down to this. If you are a branch on the vine, if you are a branch, there's the word if again. You can be not on the vine. You can be against Jesus. You cannot have Jesus in your heart or in your life, so you're not on the vine. You're not a branch. And if you're not a branch, well then there's no way you can produce the fruit that Jesus wants to bear in you and through you. It's not going to happen. The place to start is, am I connected to the vine as I believe who Jesus is in my life? I don't care what anybody else says. I need to know that Jesus is in my heart and in my life first. The Word of God is crucial. Because the Word lives in you and flows out of you. This might be new for a lot of you, but music is good. But what's the purpose of music? Music is to prepare you for what is to come. God's Word. Music is never the priority. God's Word is the priority. I'm thankful for those that have the gift of music, those that can play instruments. We need you. But it's here to prepare people. You sing hymns, you sing songs. But you know, you can go home and go like, what was that all about? Well, we went to church. We can just check that off the box. I was there. No. Why was I there? What do I take with me once I leave the church? That's what's important. How has what was said from God's word, how has that touched my heart or affect my life for this coming week? Or maybe even today? Or for the rest of my life? I'm glad you're here. I really am. And I say that because I love you. And I'm not kind of guy that's just going to say things just to say them. I mean it. I've got a long fuse. I can be patient. I can be kind. But there'll be a time when enough is enough as well. I wish our country would say this is enough, but we see what's going on. I just want to conclude because I know, where are you at? Denny, where's your wife? Is she gone already? Oh, there she is. Hey there. I know that Lynn has to go to another church to play, so I got to make sure I get done here. But I'm going to go to the conclusion right away here because years ago we talked about fruit. It was defined as saying like it's getting people saved. It's getting people to come and give their lives to Jesus Christ. It's a Billy Graham kind of a ending to a crusade that he would always have, inviting people to come forward. It's being a soul winner. It was looking for its fruit. It could still be understood that way today. But I want us to take a closer look at what Jesus is teaching here. Because he's talking about fruit that will last. Guess what? Fruit that will last begins with 100% authentic love. It's almost like an orange juice commercial. We only give you 100% real orange juice. I have confirmation kids that will say, is there pulp in it? Some don't like pulp. I go like, come on. Who cares if there's pulp in it or not? Just drink it. 100%. It's good for you. So when we look at Jesus' teaching here, he says, if. Meaning that you can willingly not do it. If. I can do it, or I don't have to do it. Or I won't do it. I don't care what anybody says, I will not do this. If. When Jesus says it, I want to do it. But I can't do it in my own strength. And neither can you. In chapter 15, verse 5, it says, if a man remains or abides in me, and I in him. It's an if. Verse 6. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. He's picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. That's only if you're not producing anything. If you're on the vine but there's nothing there, nothing growing, you cut it off. You prune it. Verse 7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask and it will be given to you. We have that privilege. We have that, the green light to go do this. Verse 10, if, Jesus says, if you obey my commands, you will remain in his Father's love. You remain in his love if you obey his commands. There's obedience if you obey my commands. And the last one, verse 14, if you do what I command, you are my friends. If you're not my friends, what are you? You're either a servant or you're a slave. Jesus wants you to be a friend. Isn't there a hymn called What a Friend We Have in Jesus? He wants to be our friend. Is he your friend? Do you call Jesus your friend today? And then at the very, very end, Jesus says, this is my command, love each other. In the Greek, the word does not mean it's an option. It's an imperative. It means do it. You have no choice. This is what Jesus says, love one another. He said this to his disciples even in chapter 13 of John, verses 34 through 35. He's telling his disciples, he said, this is how others will know that you are my followers, that you are my disciples. It's how you love one another. Ouch. Others will know the way that you love one another. When somebody new comes to the church, are they going to see how do these people relate to each other? How do they love each other? Or are they going to go like, yeah, we've seen this before. No one likes to hang around. Everybody heads for the door. As soon as the service is over with, you're out of here. I love it when I see people eating and drinking coffee and enjoying one another's friendship. If we go to the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3b through 5, love is when you want the best for your neighbor. And who's our neighbor? Everybody. That means whoever's around you is your neighbor. What are we supposed to do? That's the second commandment that Jesus said is the greatest of all the commandments. You know, you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And the second is a lot like that. He says you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And in Philippians, we find the Apostle Paul say that anyone looking at as a neighbor, you're always looking for the best in the person. You're not looking to tear them down, tear them apart. You look for what's best. It's called being gracious. It's called being humble. But a lot of times we like to tear people apart to make ourselves look better. Don't we? It's common human nature, isn't it? But in Philippians, we see here the Apostle Paul says, in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Consider others better than yourselves. Don't look at your own interests, but look at the interests of others. And the last one, your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ. Did Jesus ever go around tearing people apart? I mean, he said some bad things to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the religious leaders, but they deserved that. But Jesus was always very loving and kind. Those that he was not kind to, he was just telling the truth. Did any of them ever change? Well, we know Nicodemus did. He was in the Sanhedrin. And look at some of the other fruit that we find in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. It gives us what bad fruit is. Gives us a whole list of what's bad fruit, but then it goes on to give us good fruit that follows that. Good fruit in Galatians 5, 22 through 23, there's nine fruits of the Spirit. I'd encourage you to find that in your Bible. Actually, use your Bible once and actually read it and underline it. It's okay to underline it or highlight it in your Bible. Those are the things we should focus on. Those are the things we say, Lord, help me. Help me. Nine fruits of the Spirit. John himself knows that when it comes to loving one another, there comes a time where you can lose that. You can just lose loving your brother, loving your sister. You can just lose it. But he brings us back to remind us, love one another. Love one another. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for some tough love here. But every now and then we need it, if we like it or not. And so, Lord, show me if I did not speak on your behalf in giving your truth today. But may we let your word marinate and soak in our hearts and in our lives in a way that people will notice. Maybe even family members will notice there's something different about us because we react in a different way than how other people do who don't know you. And so may they see love at work and demonstrated in our lives, that they would be interested enough to ask, you're different. Why are you different? And we just say, what do you mean? Why do you ask the question? Then we go from there. But thank you, Lord, for loving us, because you first loved us that we can love others. That's what your word says. Forgive us for lacking. Forgive us for failing when we do not love the way that you would want us to love others. May we come to your table today and be reminded once again of the love that you extended and did for us by giving your body and your blood. In your name we pray. Amen. Let us stand, and we are going to recite the Nicene Creed today. Let's say it together. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to glory and to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Was there anything in that creed that you saw was missing? Or was there anything in the creed that you noticed that you go like, why does it say that? I did not hear he descended to hell. Okay? That was just one thing. I didn't hear that in there. I saw the little C for Catholic. And what did I say last month? The little C means what? Universal, okay? We're not talking about the Roman Catholic Church. We're talking, Catholic means universal. If it was a large C, a capital C, then we'd be talking about the Catholic Church as we know it. but it's a small c. Just something to keep in mind. So don't get your shorts in a twist if you see a small c and you have to say the word Catholic. It's okay. Okay. Some of you have not been to communion here at Harbor of Joy. I just want you to know that the first thing is you do not have to be a member of the church in order to take communion. It's open to whoever loves Jesus to come to his table. It's his invitation. It's not anything man-made that, okay, you got to be this kind of a person or that kind of a person in order to take it. If you don't want to have wine but you want grape juice, just hold your hand like this. And that will tell those that are serving that you want grape juice. And the grape juice is always in the kind of the center of the tray that's up here, like the center cup. And same way, if you come up front, there's two stations here. One station is down below. You can just kind of, you'll be ushered to kind of come and go. You can go this way if you want, and then go back and sit down where you've been sitting. Or if you want to come up to the railing and kneel, and if you can't kneel, you can still stand, and you can just pray up there as long as you want. No one's going to say, okay, time's up, get out of here. It's up to you. We want you to have this as a meaningful time where you come before the Lord. So, it's kind of just our tradition here is that we would really like that if the children have not gone through, well, we'd want them to go through confirmation because you then learn what communion is about. And if you have not been confirmed, we just say that you can still come, but you'll just be given a blessing. Someone will probably just bless you, or someone will say, like, I'm not sure how to bless you. Go up and see the pastor up on top there. I'd be more than glad to just pray for you type of a thing, give you a blessing. So that's just kind of the things you just need to keep in mind here as you have communion here at Harbor of Joy. Any questions from anybody? Okay, I'm just going to move this to the side, and we'll continue on with our distribution service here. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to his Father, he broke it and he said this to his disciples, "This is my body which is given for you. Eat it until we can do this together again. But in the meantime, just remember what I've done for you." At this time, they did not know what he was going to do. He had not been crucified. But after the crucifixion, especially the resurrection, they began to understand what he said and why he said it. In the like manner, it said that he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to the Father, he told his disciples, "Here's the cup. This is my blood given for you. Drink it. It's for the forgiveness of sins. It is in remembrance of me." I'm going to ask Dale Garrels and Barb Rolfe to come up here. They'll have this station here. Denny Struck will come and help me up by the altar. And I don't see Jack Johnson here. Oh, there he is. Okay, Jack, if you want to be the usher like you typically are, and if you want to pick somebody else to help you, that's fine too. Or if you don't want to do it, find someone else to do it. But he'll give you the nod as far as to come up, and we'll just kind of go from there, okay? Are you going to help with the baskets?
Break thou the bread.
plans for thee, O living Word. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst bless the bread by a place where we are. place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, thank you, sent from the heart of God. All us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. Let's stand as we sing our closing song. Serve the Lord.
Amen.